Good morning. This is 88.3 WLIW-FM Local News. I'm Michael Mackey. Traffic at East Hampton Town Airport in Waynescott was down by a little more than 15% this past summer compared to summer 2021 and by more than 23% from the pre-pandemic summer of 2019. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that, according to data compiled by the town of East Hampton, flights at the airport in June, July, and August, so excluding the busy Memorial Day and Labor Day holiday weekends, were lower than in both 2021 and 2019 across every type of aircraft, from helicopters to corporate jets to small private planes flown by amateur pilots. There were 13,838 flights to the airport during the three busiest full months of this summer, compared to 16,306 in 2021 and 18,030 in 2019. For the entire year to date, through the end of August, traffic at the airport in East Hampton at Waynescott is down more than 23% overall compared to the same time period last year, and the number of helicopter flights is down about 15%. Flights by corporate jets were down considerably during the summer months from 2021, almost 25%, but only 2% lower than in 2019. Helicopter flights were down slightly compared to last year, about 4%, but were nearly 30% lower than from the summer before the pandemic, when the total number of helicopter flights had been growing to record numbers each successive summer. It was the first summer that the bulk of helicopter traffic used a southern approach, therefore affecting more so the people in Waynescott itself. The East Hampton School District will introduce a new bond proposal to replace old debt expiring in the next 5 years. Desiree Keegan reports on 27East.com that during Tuesday's Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Adam Fine said the district would have public discussions on the concept. He will be taking the trustees on a tour of the buildings and grounds on October 18th to look at what some future projects funded by that bond proposal might be, but added that the board has directed him to solicit input from community members. As quoted on 27East.com, we have to look at our buildings, our facilities, and see what we need to do and what we would like to do, obviously with the children and their education and their extracurricular and co-curricular activities in mind, said Superintendent Fine. It's very important to know that this will be a fully transparent process, so in the most transparent fashion, all of these discussions will occur publicly, said Fine. Assistant Superintendent for Business Sam Schneider said replacing the debt is important if the district wants to maintain stability in its levy, the amount of money collected from voters. The reason the district is having this discussion 5 years out is because the planning and approval processes take time, said Schneider. Governor Kathy Hochul has named a time and place she is willing to debate Republican challenger Lee Zeldin ahead of their November 8th election. The Hochul campaign said yesterday it is willing to do just one debate against the Long Island congressman, assuming he agrees to meet her at Pace University on October 25th for an hour-long contest hosted by Spectrum News NY1 ahead of the October 29th start of early voting. As quoted in the New York Post, Governor Hochul looks forward to highlighting the clear contrast between her strong record of delivering results and Lee Zeldin's extreme agenda, her campaign spokesman Jarrell Harvey said in a press release. Long Islanders will soon face higher borrowing costs for credit cards and auto loans and slightly better savings rates as a result of the Federal Reserve raising its benchmark rate by 0.75 percentage point yesterday. Jonathan LaMantia reports on Newsday.com that it was the third straight increase of that size as policymakers seek to quell stubbornly high inflation. The increases make it more expensive for consumers and businesses to borrow money. The Fed rate has a more direct influence on short-term borrowing, such as auto loans and credit card interest rates, than on longer loans, such as mortgages. But factors including inflation and the Fed increases have helped push up mortgage rates, making home buying much more expensive. The average 30-year mortgage rate for the week ending September 15th was 6.02%, which was more than double the average at this time last year, 2.86%. That spike hike means a buyer purchasing a home this year with the same size mortgage will pay hundreds more each month toward their mortgage to cover added interest costs. The 30-year mortgage rate more closely tracks the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield, which hit its highest level since April 2011 earlier this week, as investors demand higher returns for holding government debt. And even though the Fed's move does not directly affect mortgage rates, changing rates for credit cards and auto loans can still influence what a home buyer can afford, said Andrew Russell, founder and owner of RCG Mortgage, a mortgage broker in Hauppauge, Long Island. The Riverhead Town Board received support from residents Tuesday night on its plan to extend the moratorium on applications for developing new solar energy production facilities for another year. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the five residents who spoke reiterated the need for further study of the future of solar projects in the town of Riverhead during the hearing, and some even suggested the town board should consider expanding the moratorium to include other types of development, like warehouses and logistics centers. The board adopted a year-long moratorium on applications last October after residents and board members expressed concerns that solar projects were developing too fast in Calverton. The moratorium was criticized before adoption by some residents who said it came too late because hundreds of acres of land located near a LIPA substation on Edwards Avenue had already been developed into solar farms. The pause was meant to allow the town of Riverhead to complete a chapter of the comprehensive plan update focused on how much land should be developed into commercial solar facilities and where they should be located over the next few decades. But completing the comprehensive plan update has continually stalled and is now paused. The MTA yesterday approved paying a private firm nearly $58 million to redesign Penn Station, with construction expected to start in 2024. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that the Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board, at its monthly meeting, awarded the $57.9 million contract to a joint venture led by FX Collaborative Architects LLP and WSP USA Inc. The firm will provide architectural and engineering design services for the reconstruction of the 112-year-old station, which is primarily used by the Long Island Railroad. In an attempt to alleviate the traffic congestion that has been a continued source of frustration and ire for Southampton residents, Southampton Village Mayor Jesse Warren announced at a work session Tuesday evening that the village would launch a pilot program that he hopes will both improve traffic flow in the village and address the concerns of residents who live on neighborhood roads that have been used as cut-throughs. Kaylin Riley reports on 27East.com that the program, which is set to begin on October 1st, will prohibit through traffic coming into Southampton Village on McGee Street from County Road 39 from 3 to 7 p.m. on weekdays and will add a three-way stop on McGee Street in an effort to prohibit that through traffic. The program will also eliminate left turns onto Hill Street from 3 to 7 p.m. on weekdays from Lee Avenue and Captain's Neck Lane, and will eliminate right turns on Somerset Avenue during that same time frame. Mayor Warren said he hopes that those changes, along with the continued use of a flashing yellow light on Montauk Highway, will help improve the flow of traffic and keep cars from ducking onto residential side streets in an attempt to shave time off their commutes. Another part of the larger plan to address traffic concerns is a plan for the village of Southampton to amend its code and increase the speed limit on the western portion of Hill Street to 30 miles per hour, while also reducing the speed limit on several side streets to 25 miles per hour. The village of Southampton set a public hearing for those proposed changes on October 13th at 6 p.m. It's one of several public hearings that will be on the agenda for the October 13th meeting. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.